Joined. Joined.
Yes, hello.
Hello, Nick. Nick, was that your voice?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, good day to you. It's Danny. Are we expecting any other staff members on the call today?
Not to my knowledge. Matthias, probably.
Okay. I was kind of hoping that Kieran might be on board.
Not to my knowledge.
Last I looked, I saw no posted agenda. Has that changed in the last hour or two?
Not to my knowledge. You'd have to speak to Evan or Darlene about that.
All right. And let me just express my personal viewpoint that we did not get any secretariat feedback from ICO, from the Cairo session. From any secretariat in any region. And I tend to wonder why we're paying for secretariats to attend if they're not reporting back to their communities.
I think you should ask them that.
Yeah, I think I will.
Dharma Daily.
Joined.
Hello, Dharma. It's Nick here.
Hi, Nick. How are you?
On the mend, thank you.
Oh, dear. Did you get a cold or something?
Yeah. I'm not quite sure what it was, but I certainly caught something in Cairo.
Oh, dear, dear. I'm glad to hear you're getting better.
Yes. Hopefully I won't be catching whooping cough.
And hope not. Who else is on?
Dharma, it's Danny. I'm the only other participant so far.
Hi, Danny.
Hi.
Well, I just sent out an email. I don't know if you got it, Nick, saying how just a simple IRC channel worked really well for participation at Aaron, or at least that's what the people at Aaron were saying at the end of the last meeting.
It's another an amazing series of emails. You managed to send these wonderfully thoughtful emails.
Thanks. I appreciate it. I'm glad someone appreciates them. I try. So I don't know. I mean, it seems like the simpler you can make the technology, probably the less likely it is to break, you know. But it's not always possible.
I'm all for anything that works at this point.
Nick, you know that the ISOC chapters have been using Meritech successfully for a period of time now without that many issues. Is there a reason we aren't looking into that particular technology?
Because the company went with Adobe Connect.
Okay. Will we at least have audio in the future with Adobe Connect?
Apparently, yes, but it's supposed to be put into test mode. I don't really know quite what to do on that because I don't have the resources to do testing, and there are some drawbacks about it. So
Danny, were you in Cairo?
No, I was not in Cairo. I attempted to participate remotely, which was almost impossible. Mm. And in view of the time differential, it was a horrendous waste of time. I was mentioning to Nick earlier that my dissatisfaction with the remote participation extends beyond the technology to our own people. We pay for secretariats to travel to Cairo, but we've had no feedback from any of the secretariats regionally as to what was happening on a day-by-day basis. Mm-hmm. Neither did we get any reports from any of the ALEC members proper or from our own elected representatives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was thinking about that as well. From the way that people had done it at WISIS, which I didn't attend, but there was a number of people that made it their job to make sure that information was coming out all the time about what was happening, and then people were able to consistently participate. And I'm hoping that for the summit that we'll be able to structure something like that, you know, whether it's formally or informally, or hopefully both would be best, because I agree, it seems like the greatest value to participation comes when somebody that you have a connection with is channeling information in your direction.
No, you're absolutely correct. I attended the early WISIS process through participation both in Syracuse, New York, and in Washington, D.C., on the conference setup that was arranged by Internet Governance Forum, Milton Mueller's project. And through using the Illuminate software, he was able to have a conversation back and forth with Marcus Comer and with people all over the world without any difficulty whatsoever. That software, by the way, was offered to ICANN, and even after numerous discussions with Vince Cerf at the time and Paul Toomey, they simply declined to go forward with it.
In general, though, there is connectivity in the spaces. So, I mean, if people want to take initiative to, say, set up IRCs or set up blogs or that sort of thing, they have the opportunity to create.
Sure, but, I mean, we're relying upon ICANN to provide feeds out of the important meetings.
Right.
There were several key workshops. None of us knew what was going on. There were no feeds, no transcripts, nothing.
Right. Is there like a series of like backup plans, like, because I mean part of it I think is that maybe like as members, just a member of the RALO, you know, I feel like I could just make an ask to the people that are the secretariats. Hey, could you, you know, put out an email every couple hours or you know every after you know. After every meeting or something, just briefing us on what was, you know, important about it or for that sort of thing.
Well, in the past, there was a tradition of podcasting every session.
Oh, okay.
Brett Fawcett was one of the earlier proponents of podcasting, and he brought his own recorder to sessions. And afterwards, even though it wasn't live participation, at least you could hear everything that went on at a particular session. Even that service isn't provided to us now. We had in Cairo supposedly the one-day event in which the ALAC was supposed to discuss policy.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff like that was important to me to be able to hear, and nothing was provided.
Mm-hmm.
There will be recordings of the at-large meeting within the next couple of days posted.
No, all right. So.
And some transcripts, transcripts of some of the meetings also, and summary minutes too.
Standard with income costs.
Right,
please hold the line.
Hello?
Hi.
Joined.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, who is it? Hello?
Yes.
Danny's still here.
Did somebody just join?
Yeah, hi, it's John Levine. I just called in.
Hi,
hey, John.
Dharma.
It's dinner time here. I'm not sure how long I can stay, but I will as long as I can.
Well, I don't think that is there. There wasn't any agenda, was there?
Nothing was posted, no.
Well.
So John, we were just talking about the logistics of participation at the meetings. I don't know if you guys want to select somebody to chair the meeting or spend the time, or if there's specific topics that people want to discuss.
Why don't we begin, Nick, if you're still on the line, perhaps you could dial out to Evan to see whether we can get him on board?
I will try. That means I have to hang up on you, so I'll ring back in.
Thank you, Nick.
I mentioned the idea on the emails of trying to map out just people's perspectives on what an internet user is and what are the burning issues that I can that affect internet users.
Please hold the line.
Hello?
I'm still here.
I've done those kind of exercises with people in person, but not remotely. And I was wondering if you had any ideas about, you know, different ways that maybe as the Rallo, is there any type of, like, software that you know of or anything like that to do issue mapping with, or any other ideas about how to solicit participation remotely for those kind of activities?
Actually, some software does exist. I know that David Johnson, who worked together with Susan Crawford in the early days on consensus policy, he created his own piece of software to deal with issue mapping and resolution in a consensus environment. I don't know what David's done with that work, but I'm sure if we dig around, we can find references to it or give him a ring and see if it's available.
Would you be willing to do that, or do you want to just give me the information to check into?
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind. The last time I talked to David was in Montevideo, Uruguay, back on 9/11. But no, I'll be happy to try to get in touch. Sure.
Yeah, I think it would be awesome. I don't know if you know, I was kind of hoping to ask people on the call today if they wanted to make the mapping, you know, an official NARALO activity, or if it's something I just kind of, you know, barnstorm through on my own, which either way I'm fine with, doesn't matter to me, but it would be nice to, particularly, like I said, I've never done it remotely, and so having some other input of people that have done that kind of thing in the past might make it more effective.
Well, it's a fair question to ask, and let's just hope we get a broader audience for you to ask it to.
Yeah. Well, maybe some people are burned out after traveling to Cairo wasn't that long ago.
So, John, what brings you on board today? Any burning issues that you think we need to be discussing?
Did he leave?
John's still here?
I think he left. I think it's just you and I now.
Okay. Well, we can't hold a crowd, can we? I feel like a comic in front of a sullied audience.
Have you, you've been participating in ICANN forums a long time?
About 8 years now.
That is a long time. And what other internet governance stuff do you do?
Well, I try to stay away from the IGF activities because I tend to see that as an exercise in issue avoidance.
Nick.
Joined.
Evan will be joining in just a moment. He got thrown by the daylight savings change.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I was just reading up on the Pew Internet report on what people that they
Yeah, they do a good survey. Every year they come out with very interesting numbers.
Yeah, they had one. I don't know if you saw it, but it was specifically for the one I was looking at last night was from the Brazil meeting, IGF meeting.
Mm-hmm.
It's an interesting snapshot of what people think are important issues.
Evan Leibovich.
Hello there, Evan. Welcome on board.
Hi, Evan. Dharma.
Joined.
Who else is there?
So far, it's Dharma and Danny.
Hi, guys. My sincere apologies. I got screwed up because of the daylight savings time. I was all getting ready to come in about 40 minutes.
I had to check the calendar a couple of times.
So, I guess it's you guys, me, and Nick?
John will be with us intermittently, apparently. John Levine.
Okay. Okay, well, this is obviously going to be probably not the usual kind of meeting, but that's just as well. I wanted to, as you noticed, there's not much of an agenda because not much has been put forward by anybody. As a matter of fact, the only thing we really have on the plate, Danny, is your suggested letter to the board. And I would actually want to go a step further on that. Have you guys been talking about something else before I came in?
No, we were in the same general topic area, and Dharma brought up the question of issue mapping.
Sorry, of issue?
Mapping.
Ah, okay. Did you want to deal with that first?
It doesn't matter, whatever you want to do. The basic thing is that what I laid out in the proposal as that I would love to see the NARALO take some steps to plan to have deeper conversations when we get to Mexico City, and had proposed that this idea of trying to just get a snapshot of who we think we're representing, who we think internet users are, and also a snapshot of what we think are the burning issues of ICANN and internet governance in general and how they affect internet users. And I'm happy to take those things on independently, but you know, I think it would might also be cool to do it as NARALO, as a NARALO activity, as preparation for the summit.
I'll tell you, Dharma, there are some real vacuums to be filled based on my experience in Cairo. Most of the load right now has been shared by Wolf, Ludwig, myself, and Darlene.
Uh-huh.
Still. And so I think Wolf is going to be extremely grateful for your contributions in making this happen and turning a couple of outlines on a calendar into actually having something that matters.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be an interesting little ride. Danny, you're probably still wondering why we're having this summit thing in the first place anyway.
Notwithstanding my own personal thoughts on this summit, I still regard myself as a team player. So even though there are many areas of disagreement, whatever the majority decides, I will, you know, abide by it.
Okay. Now, having said that, Danny, I've already started the process in Cairo about getting at least one person from our individual component of NARALO. We've successfully made the case that based on our MOU, that our individual members collectively have the same status as an ALS, and as such have the entitlement to send at least one person to the summit. So essentially, between you, John, and Gene Armor-Polly, I'd like to make sure that at least one of you guys are at the summit and maybe more.
All right, I understand your thinking. In my particular case, if there were a function for me to serve by being there, then I'd be more inclined to attend.
That's partly why I have this in mind, because we're going to have an awful lot of people at the summit that are going to have a very, very little understanding of the history of what's going on, the processes that are necessary, and what they're going to hear is basically going to be filtered through the ICANN isn't everything wonderful filter. Now, while I certainly, as hopefully time has shown, I am no toady to ICANN, but at the same time, it's going to be very difficult. There's very few people there with a sense of the history and with the processes that we need to do. There's going to be a lot of, you know, people talking to each other about, oh, isn't this horrible and everything, but not a lot of, well, how do we get there from here?
All right. So, look, at my end, you and I can discuss this offline back and forth until we come to a suitable resolution on it.
Okay.
With today's meeting, I'd like to go back to the sole agenda item and add to it. I have to express my dissatisfaction with secretariats in general, in that we had no reporting back from any of the secretariats in any of the regions regarding any of the events, either summaries or day-to-day list of activities, and I have to wonder why we are paying to send secretariats if they aren't performing any value to us.
As part of the secretariat for Norello, I'll take some of the heat for that gladly. Darlene spent an extra week in Cairo, so she actually only got back on Sunday. So she's only actually returned from Cairo yesterday.
Okay. I simply think it's time for us as a group, not just Norello, but an ALAC proper, to look at what we expect from our secretariats, because I'm expecting a lot more than what we've been receiving.
Well,
I don't want to single out any person. I just want to speak generally about the role and function of the secretariat.
Well, my problem, Danny, in debriefing on Cairo is that so little got done. Even if I were to give a full debrief of all the policy work that was done in Cairo, I could probably fit that into a paragraph. The navel gazing that went on was just disgusting, is the best way that I can describe it from my own point of view. You had a couple of meetings, and I think there were at least three, that basically had all the SOs and all the ACs up on the table at once, and they spent a whole lot of time basically patting themselves on the back for getting each other at the same table.
Fortunately, I was able to listen to those trans-silo discussions because there was a feed from those.
How close is your perception of it to what I'm saying?
100% accurate, and it leads me to ask the following question. Those feeds indicated that ad hoc committees were created by the at-large specifically to map out a response to the President's Strategy Committee. I have seen no existence of communication anywhere that such ad hoc groups actually exist and are doing something.
Okay, I can answer that very specifically because I was involved at least with one stage of that, even though I may not have been around for all of it.
Okay.
At the time that they were going through the designation of the liaisons between ALAC and the rest of the world,
mm-hmm.
I put forward the thought that we had this President's Committee on Improving Institutional Confidence, which I took to assume global, worldwide confidence in ICANN as an organization, which as we know isn't much there, and said, should ALAC not be actually talking to these people? Should we not be designating a person or persons to actually make sure that this special committee does something that's in the user interest? And I actually proposed myself as liaison for that. I was then given back the answer that since the Strategic Committee does not itself have liaisons, that ALAC doesn't have liaisons to it. Does that make sense?
Look, I understand the history on it where the President's Strategy Committee sought out somebody from the general at-large world, and that happened to be a former ALAC member from Africa by the name of Pierre Dangenot.
Who actually attended a meeting with ALAC. It's the first time anybody had ever seen or heard of him since this whole thing was started.
Correct. Pierre is not in the habit of actually communicating with his at-large peers.
Now, what happened
Eagle
was...
Eagle operator.
Joined.
Hi,
Hello?
Rob.
This is the operator. I'm muting my line.
Hi there. Is there anything we needed to be alerted to?
No, not at all.
Oh, okay. Okay, Danny. Getting back to what was happening with the committee. This
okay.
person, whose name I can't remember very well or very often. He was at the meeting. He basically said, "Okay, what we were told is that once he was appointed, once ALAC recommended him, and he was appointed." He had no further accountability obligations. is what we were told. He was basically supposedly representing the public interest on the committee, but had absolutely no obligation to even talk to us, let alone be accountable to us, once he was in the committee.
All right. With that said, is there actually a working group somewhere with a... with a file that we can go to so we can read discussions as to what's being proposed to convey to the PSC?
Well, here's where things went from that. Again, considering that I proposed myself as liaison to the committee and was answered back that liaison may not be the wrong title, I basically said, okay, I don't care about the title. Can we have any kind of thing that will have some kind of a conduit between AILAC and the President's Committee that would have us, even one-on-one, talking to this guy, reporting back to at-large, prodding them and making them aware of user issues? And the last I heard of it was, Evan, that's a great idea. We'll get back to you. I'm still waiting.
Okay. Because, look, the reality, Evan, I went down to the Washington Institutional Confidence session, and the one comment that I brought forward was with regard to Paul Toomey's promise made over 18 months ago to initiate a comprehensive review of the registrar accreditation process. Now, at your Cairo session, you had Bob Bruin up there talking to registrar accreditation issues, specifically lack of appropriate mailing addresses, contact information for registrars, etc., all of which would be examined in a comprehensive review of the accreditation processes.
Right.
So it's clear that there are user issues that have been brought to the attention of the PSC, but need to be carried forward because so far we're not seeing any action on ICANN's part to get this promise process started.
Well, the last I knew about this is I was trying to prod Cheryl and saying, if you're not going to have a liaison, look, designate me or designate somebody else, but for heaven's sake, get somebody with a portfolio basically bugging the PSC, making sure they're aware of our issues and that we're aware of theirs.
All right. Now, taking this one step further, the discussions on the registrar addresses made it into the AILAC meeting with the registrars, and in AILAC's final statement, they indicated they were working on a possible amendment to the RAA to address the issue. I want to know who's working on it, where the work is being done, and, you know, is this just empty talk?
Isn't Alan spearheading that one, Evan? I'm not sure, but I think so.
Because, I mean, the last that I heard, the RAA process has now been turned over to the GNSO by way of a board resolution.
And as such, Alan would be the natural point person on that. Nick, I don't know if anything specifically was designating him, but I think he was just naturally gravitating to it.
Yeah, I mean, I'll ask him. I'll ask him about that. I also think, for what it's worth, Evan, I actually think that everybody thinks you are the point person on the PSC.
Well, like I say, the last situation that was there is I heard a little bit of, well, it's a good idea and we'll get back to you, and that's the last I've heard. And now Danny's mentioning that Cheryl had mentioned publicly of a working group that was formed. For all I know is I may be the only member of that working group, but I sure as heck wouldn't mind finding out about it.
And beyond that.
I'll find out, but I think that you are it. I think maybe there are just some cross signals there. But I'll ask.
All right. I mean, because what's obviously evident is that the posting came out indicating who the 2009 liaisons were, Evan, and you were not on that list.
And it was made clear to me that liaison was not the appropriate title for this kind of rapporteur or whatever. I don't know. I refuse to get caught up in titles and stuff like that. I was told that liaison wasn't the proper thing because the President's Committee did not have liaisons, by and large.
All right. So the next burning issue at my end is if the AILAC, you know, per your description, did not discuss policy, could all be wrapped up in basically one paragraph.
A very short one. Nick, was that your impression at all, or did I really miss, did I fall asleep through a meeting?
I honestly didn't get that impression, to be honest with you, at all, but that's just me.
I don't recall a lot of substantive policy things being done.
All right, so why don't we just ask the simple question. During the ALEX meeting with the board, what policy matters were addressed?
Well, I mean, you'll be able to hear the recording before long, but there was a discussion of the ALAC Working Group report, and
the summit was a big part of that.
The summit was discussed at some length. I mean, I heard quite a lot of discussion of, you know, what policy issues that Lodge was working on. That Nugent were coming and making a presentation on the issues related to registrars, addresses, and transparency, and who is reporting. And I think most of that meeting was actually related to those discussions, to be honest with you.
All right, so it was basically internal stuff as opposed to actually focusing on policy work, per se, then.
Well, I don't know how you describe it. To me, it sounded pretty much like a discussion about, you know, what ALAC was concerned about, what at-large was interested in, and what was going on related to those things.
Okay, so if you can just bring me up to speed then, what is the ALAC now doing with regard to its own strategic and operational planning, which was part of the recommendations in the midterm governance committee report that purportedly everybody in ALAC seemed to agree to? Where are we with that now?
I didn't get the impression that everyone agreed to all that planning stuff. I think there's real concern that it...
I can mention what I came away with, Danny, and
right.
That is the BGC interim report on the ALAC review, I think, was extremely well received. I think there's going to be a good amount of splitting hairs over the issue of, well, if the board does accept that there should be two people from at-large directly on the board, that's a great idea, and how do they get selective? And do we deal with regional representation issues? And do we deal with, you know, issues of equity and fairness between the various parts of at-large and so on? So I think the detail, you know, the devil's in the details regarding how somebody would be picked from at-large to the board. But I, with reasonably few dissent, reasonably little dissent, I think, there was widespread belief that you know, the BGC saying that at-large should have direct representation on the board was well-received.
All right, because Evan, I was more concerned by, I guess, what I would call the strategic planning approach that was recommended, because this goes to the heart of what Dharma is talking about with respect to issue mapping. In a strategic plan, you lay out your objectives and policy directions for, you know, the coming year or multiple years forward. And I would very much like to see, do we have a working group that is actually tasked with dealing with coming up with a strategic and operational plan for the ALAC? I mean, by now we should have one in place.
There isn't agreement. It's way premature for that, Danny, honestly. This is a recommendation in a report. That's all it is.
All right. But I mean, my sense was that
whether it favors that recommendation, but this is just a report.
Okay, but I mean,
having said that,
people that generally agree with a recommendation will normally take the initiative to say, "Okay, the idea is good. Let's get moving on it."
I think there's a great deal of reservation about those recommendations.
Okay, fine. I mean,
really?
I
didn't need general favor with those recommendations. I had general concern about them.
But your point is taken, Danny. I don't think that anyone considering the BGC report actually had a problem with the idea that ALAC should be a little bit more proactive in figuring out what its strategy is. I think the problem right now, and this is sort of the, you know, the underlying thing that people had such a hard time talking about, and that is there's very few people on ALEC carrying the bulk of the weight.
Well, that's true. I mean, you have go to good, any of the discussion lists, and there's no discussion going on anywhere.
You have 15 people supposedly on ALEC, and there can't be more than five people doing the lion's share of the work. It's impossible to say there should be working groups of ALEC when so few people are contributing and sharing the load. And, you know, we spent a whole lot of time on the accountability framework,
mm-hmm.
but going into drastic detail, and I know, Nick, you'll probably disagree with me on this, but I had a real problem with, you know, trying to get into really excruciating detail about what constitutes somebody doing enough work. We know it when we see it right now, and there's a lot of people not pulling their weight.
Well, yeah, I mean, we also had our own Rep.
Right.
Robert just reelected to the SSAC as a liaison, and he's got the most horrible performance record of anybody. I mean, you know, no disrespect to Robert, but, I mean, attending one out of five meetings isn't something to be proud of.
But, I mean, the problem is saying that ALEC should have working groups to do this and that. Part of the problem, Danny, is I'm really concerned that even if everyone says, yeah, it's a great idea, let's do it, there's nobody to fill those shoes.
Well, you know, I understand what you're saying. Look, when I was discussing the code of conduct thing with Cheryl, she recommended Rudy to chair up that particular effort, and, you know, like 2 months has gone by, and we haven't gotten a single email from the man. So I just don't see any viability in the current working group process, you know, whatsoever. It's not representative. It doesn't reach down to the ALS level. It's pretty much a flawed construct at this point.
Now, is the problem that we don't have enough detail in the requirements, or that even using discretionary systems it's not working? Or the problem, part of the problem that is my frustration is that we as a region are pulling our weight fairly well.
Correct.
Okay. You know, and without naming names, it's really hard to look at people in the face that show up at the meetings in Cairo and Delhi and elsewhere and get really, really, you know, they're very active in the meetings itself, but between meetings they're silent.
We had that problem earlier, Evan, at the BNSO, when there was too heavy reliance on teleconferences, and it caused a total absence of communication between meetings. This was, you know, when the telcos in particular were really attempting to run the show at GNSO before the GNSO came into being. And I think perhaps these teleconferences are hurting us more than helping us at this point. Yeah.
What's your suggested way of dealing with this? I mean, I'm not disagreeing with you. I myself am grasping at straws trying to figure out how, you know, what do we do to breathe some life into ALEC so that the non-com puts in some people that will do more than have a good resume, that will actually put in the time?
Well, that is, that's the problem. Look, in this world, you've got people that are committed to solving problems and other people that are just committed to observing the problems and or reporting on the problems. What we have a distinct lack of are worker bees in our hive.
So I think an awful lot of Cairo is spent sort of thrashing around on this particular issue, Danny, of trying to figure out, okay, we know where the we can see ALEC has, I mean, it's weird to look around a full table at Cairo and say that ALEC doesn't have people pulling their weight, but the reality of it is between meetings so little gets done.
Look, I've seen Jacqueline Morris, you know, really try hard to do something with the Lacrello folk, prodding them. Even the best possible encouragement isn't helping. And it causes me to believe that there are simply some people that are inclined to work and other people that are in it for other reasons.
But the other thing is, Danny, in the issue where you have the Rallos that are selecting people to go to ALAC, I mean, if some of this is for political reasons as opposed to who's going to do the most work, what are you going to do, make it undemocratic?
I don't have a solution yet to this.
Yet? Does that mean you're working on one?
What I'm working on is the reality that the North Americans have a keen interest in what's going on, and the North Americans could probably best be served by focusing their attention at the GNSO level, since most of us are not engaged in either CCTLD or numbering considerations, with a few exceptions. And I see a value in a constituency forming that would work within the GNSO so that we could introduce policy matters directly as opposed to having to deal with an ALEC filtering process.
Okay. So are you suggesting that there is some kind of an at-large thing that is not part of NCUC but something different that is within GNSO?
Correct. I'm saying there's absolutely no harm in creating an at-large individual user's constituency that is neither commercial nor non-commercial, but simply constitutes its own separate house within the GNSO.
Is there, in your mind, any relationship at all between this body and not ALAC, but at large?
We all wear different hats, so we can certainly participate in multiple groups without headaches.
I wasn't talking about exclusivity. I just mean, is there going to be any constituent relationship at all between at large and this thing that you're suggesting?
Well, logically, any stakeholder group that forms is in a position to establish liaisons to other bodies within ICANN. So I could see an individual user's house stakeholder group having liaison relationships with, you know, Naralo and all the other regionals.
And this group would simply be something that is self-identified in the same way that the other constituencies are?
Pretty much. If you've got reason to believe that you are an individual user with both commercial and non-commercial or one of the other interests, then as an individual user, you'd be welcome to join that particular house.
Okay. Dharma, you've been really quiet so far. Do you have something to suggest or add on this?
I'm just listening and learning from you guys and hearing what you have to say, you know. I guess, you know, from the perspective of being lightweight, I mean, I decided in Puerto Rico that if we were going to do a summit, that making me a summit effective was where I wanted to put my energy. So that makes me a total slacker in the eyes of probably a lot of the peers that I have in the ALS and RALO and so forth. And I think that the you know, what I stated today earlier is that really, if you there's people like Danny who've been involved a long time, have really invested a lot of time in getting schooled on internet governance, have a lot of ideas about how policies could be shaped on behalf of internet users, and then there's a whole lot of other people that are on the you know that spectrally have less investment, less interest, or less opportunity to get that deeply involved in internet governance. And I think for me, you know, I think partly I think is that I'm hoping that out of the summit or out of the conversation, you know, moving forward on this idea of how to, I guess the report and you guys have said how as at large we can articulate a strategy that we would articulate multiple strategies of participation that are appropriate for people that are at different, that have different capacities of participation and different opportunities for participation. I'm interested in this idea about the, you know, the tension about us as North Americans being the organized people that are super invested and how that winds up, you know, how we wind up being good netizens in relation to that fact, and if in fact it might be there might be different, you know, scenarios or different ways of participation that are tailored to what the realities are of different regions in their terms of their internet development and things like that. I don't know. I mean, that's the question that I'm holding. I'm not suggesting that as...
Okay. The first thing, Dharma, is that you have to run, not walk, and start talking to Wolf Ludwig.
Okay.
Because he is almost, with maybe a little help of a couple of other people, but he's generally been flying alone trying to develop the program for the summit.
Okay.
And your help directly to him is going to be incredibly useful.
Okay.
Nick, I don't know if Matthias has brought you up to speed on the summit bit. He wanted to have a meeting next week on some of the logistical issues, and I asked him to move it up because you sounded like you needed your room allocations pretty urgently.
Yes, I do.
So he wants to do something next week. I think we're going to do it on Thursday or Friday instead.
That's of next week?
No, this week.
This week, okay. I was going to say, because next week's a bit late, really.
I know. I got the feeling of that from your email. Okay. Danny, what I'm going to suggest is that you take some of what you've been saying on this phone call, because right now you've had a very small audience, and I'd like you to put it forward in email.
All right, fine.
Well, no, it's just, like I say, right now you've got an extremely small audience. I want more people to hear this.
Okay, that's fair enough. You know, I recall at some point Bo Brundtler asking the question as to what are we getting out of ongoing participation in this ALAC process. And so far I'm seeing that even when our North American ideas are being put forth, we don't really see any discussion of those ideas by any other corner of the world.
And I can't tell you whether or not, for instance, language issues are a genuine reason, for instance, behind that, or whether it's something else. I mean, I genuinely don't know what to tell you on that. I just feel sometimes self-conscious of seeing that, you know, a lot of the people speaking up between myself and Darlene and Alan, I mean, and Wendy, we're all pretty active in this stuff. I don't know what to tell you. And if it means that we end up having, doing more things directly from Naralo into other parts of ICANN, I can think of worse things.
Why would that be bad?
Sorry?
Why would that be bad to do it? I mean, isn't that a more honest way, really, of doing it?
It's certainly... I don't have a simple answer for that question, Dharma. I mean, obviously the point behind ALAC was to try and get people of different regions to coalesce on, you know, what the users worldwide need.
Mm-hmm.
But if as you're implying, you know, this ends up being an obstacle to the to the expeditious and useful churning of policy, then at a certain point we have every ability to deal directly.
Yeah, I mean, just speaking personally, I feel really uncomfortable. The further away I move from internet users who I know and understand, which is like people on digital divide, remote communities, things like that in North America, the further I get away from that, the more just out on a limb I feel like. I'm just the lack of integrity. And so, I mean, to me, I think that, you know, we have a lot of people that are motivated in Naralo to do things. It's very honest for us to say this is what we see as for internet users in North America. And then if people disagree with that or agree with that or don't, you know, that's, I mean, they have the opportunities to self-organize too, right?
Dharma, I guess my concern was that, well, let's point back to the position that we took with regard to expiring domain names. Right? We worked it through in the North American community, and it took, you know, pretty much 3 months to bring it up to the ALEC, at which point there was no real internal discussion of the issues, you know, whatsoever that I could see. And I'm saying to myself, in the future, time might be better spent by simply bringing the matter directly to the attention of the GNSO through one of the GNSO constituencies and have them deal with it. Because right now, all we're doing is losing time and we're not getting the value of any input because there simply has been no input.
Right. Yeah, so that's what I'm also wondering about is that, I mean, and it could be a simple matter of organizational development. I mean, we reconstituted as NARALO, you know, in this new constitution like a year ago. So, I mean, to me, it makes a lot of sense to sort of build up our own articulation and our own strategy and policies where we are going to have a center of gravity that's in terms of the impact that, you know, the ways that Internet users are impacted in North America is going to be, you know, much more consistent than in a place where perhaps they don't have as much penetration or, you know, are dealing with other issues.
Well, to a certain extent, we've already taken some of that initiative. I mean, if you remember, in the last go around from the President's Committee on Institutional Confidence, there was only one submission that came from anyone within at large.
Well, except for me, that actually went to one of their sessions.
Well, it came from, so it came from you, and it came from myself working together with NARALO and Darlene and Alan, basically hastily trying to get something that didn't look totally like an answer to the travel policy brouhaha.
Yeah, I remember that.
But at least we got something in.
Evan, I've got to leave the call in a minute because I'm expecting a call from my daughter at school regarding her pickup schedule.
Well, I'll tell you what. If that's the case, Dharma, do either of you have any things that you want to raise on this call, given that we have this limited audience, or should we try and take a couple of other things to email?
Well, I was just going to propose on the call that to whether or not NARALO wants to pick up the issue mapping and internet user mapping as something to prepare, you know, as a group for the summit.
The first thing, well, that's why I would send you immediately to Wolf because, I mean, on one hand, this is something we can pick up. On the other hand, I'm hoping maybe he's got a better handle on me, on other people that are interested in helping out with the program component.
All right, and Dharma, if you could copy me on all of those, I'll be glad to participate in that discussion.
Thank you, Danny. I appreciate that.
And keep me in the loop, too. But essentially, yeah, the first thing I would do is point you to Wolf because he's basically in charge of the program for the summit.
Mm-hmm.
I can't see any reason why he would not welcome this with open arms.
Okay. I was just suggesting that as NARALO, only because I think, like I said, that I would guess that as Internet users in different regions, there might be clustering around issues, that it might be valuable for each region to do its own mapping, although I'd be willing to help, like, you know, coordinate or whatever, you know, to sort of break that out. I think it's important to just recognize if that is the case.
I mean, we might be surprised that it's not. Sorry, I can just tell you in the logistical planning for the summit, there is an intention to have workshops based on issues, then have the people that are working on those workshops go back into their regions, discuss them, try and come up with some regional consensus on them, and then back into the policy-specific workshop.
Okay.
All right, so Evan, why don't you see if you can at least set up a working group to deal with the PSC situation, have Nick create a space for you.
I'll tell you what, rather than see if it's created, from the sounds of it, it may exist, and I just don't even know I'm the only member.
All right, so shoot me an email when you find if we've got a space where, you know, everybody can jump in.
Nick, could you possibly help me get some clarity on that particular thing?
Sorry, what are you looking for?
On the whole liaison working group to whatever the relationship between ALAC and the PSC and me and any of that, just trying to get some clarity on where things are at.
Yes, I can do. The other thing I can tell you is I did talk to Pierre in the call, told him that there was an interest from at large to have a more regular interaction with him, which he said he'd be perfectly happy to do that. We're just supposed to coordinate a call time when he can make it and all of you can make it to begin a more regular dialogue. Sorry, I forgot that earlier because that was kind of an important point. But yes, I will ask the other question.
Okay,
Evan, I got to go.
All righty. So is that it, Ben?
Left.
I guess that's it, unless you want to talk about weather or something.
It's snowing here. I will shoot Wolfgang an email right away and connect with him, and I will keep you guys in the loop.
Okay,
and I'm going
to give a call to Dharma and see if she's okay, because before she went to Cairo, while she was in Cairo, she found out that her husband had whooping cough.
Oh dear, okay.
So now going to go to the doctor, needless to say.
Oh dear.
All right, guys. Anyway, thanks for coming in, even on the abbreviated, shortened, very few people here call, but we hopefully got something done.
Thanks, Evan, for all your work.
Okay. And
much appreciated.
Still, and I'm serious about you. Do you need Wolf's email address?
Joined.
I'm sorry?
Do you need Wolf's email address?
I'm sure I have it in my... I'm sure I have it, but if I don't, I'll shoot you an email.
All righty.
Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye. Bye, Nick.
Dharma. Daily.
Left.
Nick.
Left.
Evan Leibovich.
Left.
Ego operator.
Left.
Gareth Sherman.
Left.